Maypole dancing and magic entertained crowds in Milford as the community came together for a traditional May Fair on Bank Holiday Monday. Held on the village green, the popular event was run for the first time by Milford and Keyhaven Cubs and Scouts. There were bouncy castles, fairground attractions, numerous craft and charity stalls, a vintage steam engine, zorbing, and various treats and refreshments. New this year was the selection of two May Day ambassadors who replaced the traditional roles of the May Princess and her attendant. Keyhaven Cub leader and event organiser Sean Reeves explained, "The idea of having two May Day ambassadors was something that came forward from children at Milford School. They have a lot of teaching on equality and diversity. Last year, one of the boys suggested it seemed wrong just to have a princess and another female attendant. We decided choosing a boy and a girl as May Day ambassadors was more in keeping with modern attitudes. It's something we plan to continue." This year's ambassadors were Billy Lovett and Amy Snook. They were selected through their membership of Milford Scouts and Guides. Milford Rainbows and Brownies performed a series of traditional maypole dances after weeks of training under the watchful eye of Jane Etheridge. Mr. Reeves added, "This was the first time the Cubs and Scouts have run the May Fair, and it was an absolute roaring success. We raised £1,000 towards our ongoing costs, but unfortunately, that's a small drop in the ocean as we are looking to replace our camping equipment, canoes and kayaks. We were delighted that such large crowds turned out to support this traditional village event. My thanks as ever must go to Jane Etheridge and the Rainbows and Brownies for their wonderful maypole dancing display."